This is the Parent Portal Show.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit Mike Hammer at Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Show. We've got a great guest this morning. We're going to always encourage you to go out and like our episodes. Find us out on YouTube, the Parent Portal Show on YouTube. Check our channel out, see lots of other content. Make sure and email us, Stephen at the Parent Portal Show, or Coach, James at parentportalshow.com. And we're going to start with a discussion on cricket. We've got Coach Alok Singh as with WCI Academy, and who's agreed to be here and talk about the wonderful topic of cricket. And Coach, what do you think? What a great opportunity for us to talk about, and timely topic to talk about this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to have a sport that's been around the globe and is just now emerging in the United States, and to have somebody local that we can go to and get all the answers. And I'm really excited to have a conversation with you about that, Coach Singh.
Sure. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And first of all, thank you very much for having me on this show.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. So let's jump into this. How did you first get involved in coaching cricket? And what were some of the things that inspired you?
Oh, absolutely. So it was about 4 years ago when the Cricket World Cup was being played in England. Some young players in Austin who were playing all different sports got interested as well. And they heard from other people that I had played cricket growing up in India. And they invited me to coach and help them how to go ahead with the game. And they thought, oh, it was very interesting. And that's how my journey began, because they showed interest to continue. And they requested me to keep coming every weekend. And that's where I started off thinking of making it a very structured approach to youth coaching in cricket. And that's how it all began.
Coach, I know very little about the sport. And I know that you have, certainly you've built up that knowledge and you've built up a community that you work with. Can you give us just a little more understanding and description of the sport for our community and our audience who may know nothing about it?
Oh, absolutely. Very happy to share my view of the game. It's one of the most beautiful games on planet Earth. It has got space for all kinds of people, whether you are playing with power, you're playing with elegance, you are short, or you are tall, or you are well-built, or you are not well-built. And that's the reason people appreciate this game has got room for everyone. And then when it unfolds, it becomes even more beautiful. It's a game of cricket, which is called ball and bat, played on a green surface, on an oval pitch ground. There's a pitch in the center of the ground, which plays a very, very important role when we get into details of cricket, how it's played. We'll talk about that. And like many other sports, it's got 11 players on both sides, and it can go as long as you want. There are different formats of the game. It could be shorter format, what we call T20. To one day game, which can be played through the day, and then it could go on at least for 4 to 5 days as well. So that's what we call test match. So that's how it's been growing, and with these formats, and currently it's the second most popular sport worldwide after soccer. There are about 2.5 billion people who follow this sport. And you would be surprised to know that as many as 100 plus countries are currently playing cricket.
Wow.
Wow.
And how about in the U.S.? Tell us a little bit about what's going on and how this is coming into the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. And you both said, you know, emerging in the U.S., actually it's re-emerging. It emerged several centuries ago when the games were played between England and America. And for some reason in between, it lost its own way and the other sports which became more popular. But in last few decades, I would say, because of people coming from all different countries and especially coming from Asian countries where it's very, very popular, more and more people have started playing. And you would be, again, surprised to know how many people currently playing. So going by two-year-old data, about 200,000 people actively playing cricket in the United States. There are about 500 different leagues in different cities. Wow. And Central Texas, or Texas, is emerging as the capital of cricket in the United States. So we have a lot more to do here in Austin about cricket, because this is where a lot of things would happen in the future as well.
Wow, that's interesting. Did not know that. So tell us a little bit about WCI Academy and what you guys do and how you're working with players who are interested in playing the game.
Well, absolutely. So WCI as an organization, when we first started off to help young players pick up cricket and, you know, go and enjoy the game, it became our strategy, looking at the opportunity to give it a structured and more efficient way to manage things related to cricket. And then we established this organization. And since then, we have been going out and working with families and their children to learn about the game. And of course, when they start spending time, they get more excited about their performances. So we'll focus on high performance. As we expand the footprint of the game, we are also looking at those who are born with certain natural traits and flair for the game, and they can do well at a professional level. So we continue with that high performance focus as well. And then we also reach out to experts of modern cricket, not only in the United States, but also the major countries where the game is so popular, like India, Australia, England, South Africa. We interact with the coaches and the players there, get to know their best practices, what tools and techniques they are using, and we deploy here. And that's how WCI as an academy has been making rapid strides. And we have also then developed our professional team to go out and play both at the senior cricket and junior cricket level. And we are doing well. So we see some results coming our way as well. So this is what WCI is focused on.
Awesome. So how would you explain the game of cricket to someone who's never played or never been around it? And unfortunately, I'm probably one of those guys.
Oh, absolutely. Like any other sport, it's all for fun. And when there's a ball and there's a wooden, you know, you can call it bat, even if you don't know the name, you know, just hold something in your hand to hit the ball and enjoy, run around and complete a few runs or laps. That's what this sport is all about. And in the United States, it becomes a little easier to explain because of the baseball, you know, similarity with cricket. So similar kind of field, but different structure. It's oval shape. Yes, someone is there, what we call in baseball pitcher. In cricket, we call bowler. And the batter is there holding the bat. The shape of the bat is different, but the intent is the same, to put the ball away. And in cricket, a little bit of, you know, artistic way of batting is involved, where you can just defend the ball or deflect the ball, take a couple of runs, not hitting for a big shot all the time. And the ball lands on the ground before it reaches the batter. So it can deviate a lot. And that's where the skill of the bowler comes into play, whether it deviates in either of the direction or bounces up or slows down. And then batter has to be ready to read all that or anticipate and get ready to play the ball, which could be as fast as, you know, the pitcher may throw the ball in baseball, you know, up to 150 kilometers per hour. So it makes the game even more intriguing because of these variables involved. And anyone who even hasn't played, but when you get to see on screen or live game on the ground, it becomes even more exciting.
Coach, how many years have you been involved in cricket now?
Well, cricket, while growing up in India, I played cricket at junior state level, and then I moved on to play for InterVarsity as well. So that was my initial years of playing cricket at a professional level in cricket crazy country like India. It was very difficult to come out and focus 100% on my corporate career and then coming back again in my second inning of being a coach. So it's been last 3 to 4 years when I've been actively involved in promoting cricket in the United States and, of course, helping those talented players to perform at a high performance level as well.
Do you have any moments that you'd share with just kind of the special moments on field? I know Coach Gumbert and I get into moments that we have. You know, the kids are always amazing. We always enjoy the way that team sports builds relationships. Do you have any special moments or success stories that you could share with us?
Well, there are many. And I think when it comes to youth cricket, there's a very important stakeholder involved in that, and that is the parent community.
Right.
So when you interact with parents and, of course, the young children, and as a coach, we are expected to have some good understanding and experience of the game as well. So the conversations move from one level to next level very quickly, and you have to wear hat of different types and keep changing. For example, when you're talking to a youth player, you have to really break it down so simple so that the fun quotient of the game is not gone away in the interest of technique of the game, because that's what, as a coach, most of us fall into the trap of explaining with a lot of details. And then when it comes to parents, then we have to also be aware that parent is thinking about a long-term career. And most of the parents who are coming to sports grounds are also thinking, you know, how to balance academics and other classes and activities. So the balance factor has to be looked at. And then when you look at a child who has spent a few months, would like to perform at the next level. So you cannot just keep pushing him to play more and more and ignore other parts. So wearing all those hats and then, you know, thinking about how we just make it more well-rounded, 360-degree kind of approach where every stakeholder is happy. So it becomes a win-win situation for all of us. So the most aha, I would say, you know, memorable moment and aha moment for me was when one family picked up the phone and spoke to me and said, you know, for the first time, three generations of my family very happily talked on one single topic, and that was cricket. And my question was, okay, tell me more about that.
yeah.
He said, you know, as a parent and child, we always debate, you know, how much we should play a sport and how much on study. So we are always kind of going back and forth, but we are not moving ahead with the same, you know, discussion with agreement. And then if the third generation, like grandparent of the child, is involved, of course, there's a perspective which is a little, you know, maybe good for those days when they were actively involved, but not for the modern, you know, generation. And, you know, especially when they have moved countries and living in the United States. But when it came to cricket, they all were very happy. They all were sharing some good news about the game they played. And the grandfather was happy. Oh, you're playing cricket in America. I'm so happy. Tell me more. How many runs you scored? How many wickets you took? And for the father, it was very happy to see the grandfather and the child were so happily sharing their ideas. And they all were talking like a child, not like a grandparent and, you know, child. And the parent, you know, didn't have to intervene and do anything different. Just become the third child in the discussion. So that was the most interesting moment for me to see how a game can change the interactions within families as well.
Coach, it sounds like you wear so many different hats, and that probably you're the people think of a coach as something that is, you know, they just do the X's and O's and tactics and everything else. But, you know, I kind of know that there's more to being a coach and that you go all over the place. And what are, you know, you're talking about promotion a lot, I'm sure. And how are you, and thanks for correcting me on emerging. It is re-emerging, right? And, but how do you go out and, you know, sell this new sport to many, right? And what are some of those things that you're facing in trying to make this something more mainstream? And, you know, when you got a kid that is going to school and it's like, hey, I'm tall. They're asking me to play basketball, but you know, how do you sell cricket to somebody who plays basketball? Or in the summer, how do you sell it to somebody that is, you know, they're playing baseball and they go, well, this looks a little bit like this.
Absolutely. It's a very interesting question. And when it comes to sales of anything, you know, it's always about, you know, how you're looking at the situation. Are you trying to help someone solve the problem? Or from a sports point of view, are you creating some new experience for those players and parents? And that's how I look at, you know. So when there was a COVID time, contact of each other was a big issue. And that's where, you know, cricket played a role, that it's a non-contact sport. And when you look at families who are a little, you know, nervous about concussion in certain sport in the country, then they say, okay, there's a game where, you know, there are few occasions when you have serious injuries. And then they see, okay, this is a new sport. If I want to make my professional career, can I move faster compared to, you know, highly competitive major sports? So those are the things what we look at, you know, where it can help with what kind of approach, which community or group we are talking to. So that's one thing we take. And that's where my business strategy background comes into play. I'm in the corporate world. I practice as a business strategist. And what to do and what not to do become our choices all the time. The next one is,
Go ahead. No, you're good.
Yeah. And so with that approach, then we look at the next one, that when we have made those promises or shown some ways to move ahead, then we have to make it real and real and consistent. Then I need to work with our cities, counties, and ISDs to come out with those infrastructure support. And of course, look at, you know, what else we can do to create some kind of more inspirational stories in the cricket community. So bringing in some of the role models, like we have Unmukh Chand, who won the World Cup for India as under 19 captain. He came to Austin and he's been coming regularly to be a good role model and share his experiences and tips as well. So then we look at that aspect as well. Once we have gotten people in, then how we keep them inspired to continue with their journey. So this is the twofold approach we take.
And nothing of that what you just said has anything to do with tactics or X and O's. You're selling your sport. You can see it and you can hear it in your voice and you're passionate about it. 4 years ago, they came and found you, and now you're doing this, and it's exciting to see. And so something else that is pretty exciting is happening is the Olympics are going to be including cricket again after a century, right? You know, the number two sport in the world. How in the world, you know, do you get a country that, again, reemerging, how do you get a country excited about it again? And, you know, is there going to be any local opportunities for somebody that we might be able to point to in our communities that says, hey, this person has a chance to be on the podium in 5 years in L.A.?
Well, absolutely. And it's one of the most exciting occasions, I would say, in the history of cricket, where it has come back to be included in Olympics. And LA 2028, which we all have been watching very closely, and when it got confirmed, everyone, including one of our biggest icons, Sachin Tendulkar, got very excited, because being part of Olympics, you know, competing with other athletes and in all different sports, you know, and in those number of days being in Olympic Village, it's a different feeling for anyone, and nothing can actually surpass that. So even cricketers who have done well in their career and, you know, broken many records and established many things and earned a lot of money, for them, even Olympic is a great source of motivation. Now, zooming into what we can do here in the United States, we have our governing body called USA Cricket, which is part of our international body, ICC. And they have been coming out with a lot of initiatives to expand the footprint, look at the grassroots level, how we make some changes and inroads into some of the areas where cricket is not so popular, working with schools and colleges to expand some of their programs, include cricket in curriculum. And you may be very curious to know what is happening in Austin. Are we doing anything already with the schools and other you know, entities? And the answer is big yes. Here, Round Rock ISD has approved cricket to be off-campus P credit as well. So from this year, when cricketers are out and training anywhere, they are getting credit on their PE. Schools have started establishing their clubs with their sponsorship from their staff and approval from the principal. So these are not some interested players just coming and playing together as a team, but school officially sponsoring and providing all the support needed. So Round Rock High School has a cricket club. Cedar Valley Middle School has a cricket club, and a couple of other elementary schools have also started doing that work. So already we are making progress. What we need to do, that we need to create maybe 100 other ISDs like Round Rock ISD to go out and create off-campus PE for cricket, plus have cricket on their curriculum and provide some support with equipment and grounds, etc. So that's what we need to do in the next few years before the Olympic comes up in 2028.
Wow. As a former Paralympian and living those,
we all have hectic lives, and moving is just a huge chaotic mess. If you are moving to this state, this city, what would you need to get comfortable? Even if you live in town and this is your home purchase or home sell, how would you want to be treated? Chris Ott with the Ott Group of Keller Williams Realty has been a longtime friend and was the guy who worked with me to find the perfect property solution. When I needed a real estate company knowledgeable on the Austin area, Chris Ott and Teresa Boiseau with the Ott Group helped me with my house search needs. Chris and Teresa have helped thousands of people move. The Ott Group family is celebrating 35 years in business in Austin real estate. Their mantra is your move matters, and that is what they focus on. Having the Ott Group of Keller Williams Realty and their team of talented professionals assist me in every step with my search was the only way to get it done. Just go to theottgroup.com and get connected with the Austin real estate team dedicated to taking care of you. Ott, spelled O-T-T. Go to their website, theottgroup.com, and see how they can make your move easy.